Imagine discovering that your family home sits at the boundary between our world and another, a place where talking animals deliver prophecies and playing cards reveal your destiny. This is the reality for the Drinkwater family in John Crowley's masterpiece, Little Big. The novel follows Smokey Barnable, an ordinary man who travels on foot to marry Daily Alice Drinkwater at Edgewood, their peculiar family estate. What begins as a simple love story expands into a multi-generational saga spanning a century, revealing how the Drinkwaters' lives are interwoven with an ancient fairy realm that exists alongside our own. The novel's central metaphor, the further in you go, the bigger it gets, applies not just to physical spaces, but to love, memory, and reality itself. Like Edgewood, which appears different from every angle, this story transforms with each perspective, creating an experience that lingers long after the final page. Edgewood isn't merely a setting, it's practically a character itself. Designed by patriarch John Drinkwater, the house defies convention, appearing as a Victorian mansion from one angle and a rustic cottage from another. Inside, corridors lead to impossible rooms, while gardens blend seamlessly into wild woods. This architectural impossibility perfectly manifests the novel's themes, a place where reality bends and ordinary rules dissolve. The Drinkwater family embodies different approaches to magic. Violet possesses fairy blood and a mysterious card deck that seems to shape the future, not just predict it. Her descendants inherit varying sensitivities to the fairy world. Some, like Daily Alice, glimpse it directly, while others, like Smokey, remain perpetual outsiders, loving but never fully comprehending the family's secret nature. What makes their story compelling is how deeply human these magical characters remain. Daily Alice's encounter with a talking dog becomes a meditation on fate, while Sophie's loss of her daughter to the fairy realm explores profound grief. Throughout the novel, characters reference the tale, a grand narrative directing their lives. They aren't merely subject to it, they're essential components moving toward a predetermined conclusion. As Daily Alice assures Smokey, it's a tale, and tales work out. This concept explores the tension between free will and destiny. Are the Drinkwaters simply characters in someone else's story? The novel suggests a nuanced relationship. The tale requires willing participation, and characters must choose their parts, even when those parts demand sacrifice. The cards represent another storytelling form, symbolic glimpses of the tale's patterns. They don't predict the future deterministically, but reveal the narrative currents beneath everyday events. When August Drinkwater defies his role by stealing Violet's cards, the consequences affect generations, demonstrating that even within destiny, choices carry profound significance. Unlike fantasy novels creating separate magical realms, Little Big places its fairy world at the edges of our own, in spaces between perception, forgotten urban corners, and untamed wild places. These fairies aren't small winged creatures, but ancient, powerful beings with complex, often inscrutable relationships to humanity. They operate by their own logic and morality, making bargains, stealing children, and manipulating human affairs. Yet they aren't simply malevolent. They embody an alternative existence that follows different rules and perceives time differently. As the Fairy Queen, Mrs. Underhill, explains, "I've been here all the time. It's you who've been in motion." As the novel progresses from the early 20th century into a dystopian mere future, the fairy realm recedes from human experience. Russell Eigenblick's rise coincides with endless winter and dwindling fairy numbers, a magical ecological crisis mirroring environmental collapse. Yet magic persists in unexpected forms. Auberon's soap opera writing connects to the tale, and even the subway becomes a liminal space where worlds intersect. At its heart, Little Big weaves together multiple love stories across generations. Love functions as a transformative magic. When Smokey meets Daily Alice, he feels cured from the inside out as though she stirred him with cornstarch, he had begun to thicken, his lifelong anonymity dissolving under her recognition. Yet love's transformations aren't always benevolent. August Drinkwater's bargain for power over women becomes a curse. He falls deeply in love with multiple women simultaneously, creating emotional torture that affects generations. Memory forms another central theme as characters interpret their experiences through remembrance. Ariel Hawksquill creates elaborate mental memory palaces where imagined rooms store specific knowledge. Oberon, devastated by his lover's disappearance, maps painful memories onto a city park, assigning each bench and path a specific moment they shared. These formal systems contrast with how memory functions within families. The Drinkwaters pass down stories, photographs, and objects across generations, each becoming a repository of multiple meanings. Great Aunt Cloud's seemingly random collection contains vital clues to family mysteries, while photographs capture fairy beings only visible years later, suggesting memory sometimes precedes understanding. Dr. Theodore Bramble describes the fairy realm as infundibular, funnel-shaped, where deeper exploration reveals increasing vastness, defying ordinary spatial logic. This geometric paradox becomes a metaphor for reality itself. Crowley constructs nested realities that simultaneously contain and are contained by each other. The city contains Old Law Farm with its fairy realm doorways, which somehow contain the city again. Edgewood exists both as an architectural oddity in rural New York and as a portal to an infinite elsewhere. The novel's title reflects this paradox. The little contains the big, and vice versa. Characters follow trajectories that mirror this structure. Smokey moves from outsider to the center of incomprehensible events, while Daily Alice journeys from the fairy tale toward her destiny beyond the human world. Their paths create a complex topology defying linear mapping. The novel suggests reality itself might be infundibular. What appears small from one perspective contains vastness from another. A single family becomes the nexus of cosmic forces, a forgotten card deck holds an entire cosmology, and a child's imaginary friend exists in a different dimension of reality. As the novel concludes, the narrative threads converge at the fairies' parliament, where fairy folk meet their human counterparts before departing forever. This foretold ending carries powerful emotional weight because we've grown to care deeply about these characters and their world. The parliament marks both an ending and transformation. The fairy realm isn't vanishing, but changing form, merging with the human world. Previously peripheral characters reveal their central importance. Sylvie returns as a fairy princess, while Daily Alice welcomes Smokey to an existence beyond ordinary reality. The final chapter unfolds in fragments rather than definitive statements. Some characters remain behind, others transform. The tale concludes yet continues, folding back on itself to begin again. Little Big endures through its vision of reality as infinitely complex yet unified, a tapestry where all threads connect. The novel affirms wonder in a disenchanted age. Without denying harsh realities, Crowley suggests magic persists in unexpected forms, in family stories, love, memory, and our capacity to imagine worlds beyond our perception. Perhaps the greatest magic is this: by opening ourselves to the tale and recognizing the extraordinary within the ordinary, we might discover our lives are part of something larger, a story always unfolding around us, waiting only to be noticed.